Hey everybody, this is Sam with National Sports Overtime. And for those of you who took the time yesterday, I know it was a long article on the E plus R equals O system. Looking back on it, talking to both sounding boards last night and this morning, I realized that I probably should have cut the podcast probably in half, and definitely should have cut the article in half, if not in thirds. That it may have been too much to digest, and you know, even one completely different friend of mine read through it, and he said that he almost believed that I was repeating myself. And I responded back to him that, you know, I do. It's a habit from my teacher's degree, my educational degree that I have, that I didn't use, but in one of my jobs, I was a trainer where I traveled throughout the state that I live in and trained people to do certain things. I got involved in that, and you'll find out as we go through the series that I get stuck on certain things. And I knew that adults learned differently than kids do. Or at least I thought they did. I found out that, yeah, sometimes they do. But sometimes they don't. From coaching middle school and high school, I knew you had to repeat things about 20 times. But when I was a trainer, I went to a adult learning seminar and learned the average adult has to hear something about 6 times for it to stick. And that usually within 6 months afterwards, needs to hear it or see it again. Then they need regular follow-ups. Some people need them every 6 to 9 months. Some people need them every 9 months to a year to get it to stick. Well, when I heard that, I thought, yeah, because I don't remember anything that I had in my trig or my calc class. I have no clue. Because, you know what? It didn't get followed up 6 months later because I wasn't taking trig or calc in college. And it's definitely not getting followed up on right now. So, that is, I think, the reason why I repeated myself so much in the podcast and in the article. Looking back at it with fresh eyes this morning, I'll go ahead and tell some of you guys that I was up, it was like 26 hours straight when I finished that article up, cleaned it up and posted it, and I had already cut the podcast. And I decided I wanted to say things over, such as, you have no control over the event. You do have a control of the response and how you respond. Your behavior towards that event will lead to your outcome. And so I felt like I needed to get that through. My friend said, Well, you definitely got that part through by my standard. So I don't want, you know, anyone to quit with our, I think I'm going to call it the Discipline series, I think. That's what I'm leaning towards now. It's probably what I'll put up on, you know, this episode and the episodes that deal with things like this. I don't know whether they'll be daily. I know I wrote that in the article. I know I said that on the episode. I don't know that I can come up with something that's short, but very powerful daily. I don't know. Sometimes I think it's going to be about discipline. Sometimes it may even be a story that shows you what we've already talked about in a past episode, or just reiterates how an event and your response to it can lead to different outcomes. And no, you can't always win. But you can get doggone close to it. And how you define winning or being successful, also, it depends on that. So, I think today I want to talk about obstacles. I was talking on, I believe it was Facebook. Might have been Instagram, but I think it was on Facebook. With a friend of mine that is a couple years younger than me, and he's going through something difficult right now. And I thought about that. And I even made the comment to him, it seems like the fall has a tendency to get people slowly winding down. I never thought I'd be saying this on September 15th, but it is becoming fall. Pumpkin spice is already out. We're not going to talk about that because that just creates arguments. But anyway, it just seems like it's, for some people, start of a downhill that ends up either cheering them up when it comes to Thanksgiving or Christmas and gets them in that spirit and they're excited and they're looking forward to the new year and everything that's going to happen, or the holidays are awful for you because of it has you remember how this year's went. Did you live up to expectations? Were you successful in your definition? And people miss people who they've lost. And it kind of hits them. And I've learned that. For those of you who know me personally, you know that my dad died the day before my birthday. That, for me, was a hard hit. I even went so far as the first year anniversary to say, you know what, I'm changing my birth date. I'm going to make it in the summer. You know, two of my lucky numbers are 7 and 13. So my birthday is going to be July 13th. Now my mom looked at me like, okay, you're crazy. And just kind of kept on doing what she was doing. Didn't say a word, just continued doing what she was doing. My best friend at the time told me how crazy I was. But I realized that it was just an obstacle in my path. And I went back to my mentor in high school and then in coaching, talked about obstacles. And how a lot of times they were put in your path in order to make you better. So you need to feed on the obstacles in your path like a fire does. Now think about that for a minute. What does a fire do when it comes up upon an obstacle? If a fire started in your living room and it came upon your end table where your lamp was, what would it do? Well, it would probably use it in some shape or fashion, right? And I know some of you are already going, use it. What are you talking about, use it? See, with a fire, if you've ever watched a fire move, whether it be on TV or in real life, a fire doesn't become overwhelmed by things that get in its path. It really doesn't. It doesn't have those kind of feelings. And since it doesn't have those kind of feelings, it figures out what it needs to do. The fire uses it. It feeds on it. See, a fire can't grow. It can't advance in what it wants to do without obstacles in its way. Now think about that. Because we've all seen a little bitty fire. And if you light a sparkler, when it doesn't have any more of the coating, what does it do? It burns out. It doesn't have any more obstacles in its path. So, when you see a fire happen in someone's house, and it comes upon that end table, it devours it. It uses it. It wants to get bigger, better, faster, stronger, all of that. So it's got to find a way to make it through that obstacle so it can advance. And then when it gets to your couch, what does it do? Does it stop and say, oh, this couch is too big? No. Again, it wants to get bigger, better, faster, stronger. It wants to advance. And fires don't grow without obstacles. And you don't either. See, difficult obstacles that are put in your path are not things for you to resent. challenges, when you come upon them, are not for you to fear. Obstacles and challenges are just opportunities to build yourself up and accelerate forward. So the next time you're going through something difficult that feels so overwhelming, you've got to remember to be like a fire. Find a way to use your obstacle. Find a way for it to make you better so that you can grow, you can advance. And we'll talk probably more on how exactly we want to do this probably next time. I've got you at the 16-minute mark. I'm hoping these will be between 10 to 15 minutes, just quick bursts of time. The articles be even shorter. But I hope you guys enjoyed this. As always, you can write me at nationalsportsovertime@gmail.com and let me know if this is making sense and if it's helping. So I will be talking to you guys soon, and hopefully someday I'll see you down the road.